down on the farm. A red sweet potato and cotton and corn. He said, by gosh, I ain't going to give you none. I got a sweet potato, it is steaming hot. Before I give it away, I'm going to let it rot. I got sweet potatoes, I ain't going to give you none. Old Aunt Jane got a sweet potato in her hand. If you want good potatoes, bake it in my pan. I got sweet potatoes, and I ain't going to give you none. Up your stove, it is burning low. I'm going to show you something, Mama, you never seen before. I got sweet potatoes, ain't going to give you none. I ain't going to give you none of my bacon, I got enough. If you want to get my sweet potatoes, you got to buy my stuff. Oz, I got sweet potatoes, and I ain't going to give you none.
Thank you. Oh, Charleston. Yes, Charleston.
Sam Manning with Bongo. And before Sam Manning, we had we had Lonnie Johnson singing again on a sort of a culinary topic, sweet potatoes. There seems to be a theme other than 1927, but there is a minor theme. And great guitar work, very sophisticated. Before that, something more elemental, perhaps would have sounded about the same maybe 30 years before that, had a certain timeless quality. Honey is done by the Utica Institute Jubilee Singers from Utica, Mississippi. They didn't come from around here. I wish they did, but no, they were down south. Now, back to white dance bands. And there are some, here's one that's sort of obscure, a couple of obscure ones here, and one very famous one. But we're going to start with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning. And I have a 78 of this by Jacques Renard, but the song, I guess, had been recorded by other people, too. So here's the Wisconsin Roof Orc.
Thank you. as I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. Gonna get a miss for kissing, gonna get the kiss. I'm missing brains in a whirl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. And I've been sitting twice watching other guys walking their beauty. Making up my mind, gonna go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl.
That was Rudels, and that was Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon and their Nighthawks doing it. That was one of the most popular bands of that era. It was made very famous by the radio feed that they had, and were famous all over the country in the 1920s. And now, before that, a couple of more obscure bands. We had Jackie Souders in his orchestra, Gonna Get a Girl. And you wish. And then we started with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra with When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning, Then I'll Kiss Your Two Lips Goodnight. Boy, they don't write them like that anymore. And now we're going to hear a few vocals. Clarence Williams and his Bottomland Orchestra with Evelyn Prayer. I don't know if she was related to the other Prayer, who was the Cotton Club guy. I think she might have been. I think she might have been a sister. But here she is singing with Clarence Williams, Slow River.
Sing, hello, hello, bluebird. did again. I'll stay home, be just a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
Man, he has a good time.
Yes, that was Sam, the old accordion man, here on Radiola with Andy Sr. on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. And before Ruth Etting sang that for us, we had Josephine Baker in Paris. They basically found a bunch of musicians and recorded that, Hello Bluebird. And, well, got to give Josephine her due, too. She was very influential, and maybe not vocally, but otherwise. Before that, Evelyn Prier on the vocal with Clarence Williams and his Bottomland Orchestra, Slow River. And now, I was getting back to slow things, and this is a bit slow. Speaking of slow, if you want to find out this playlist, just go to Radiola on Google, just type it in. I don't know, about three or four down the page, and you can find the Radiola blog, and you can find my Live 365 station. Lots of good links on that blog, so you'll spend hours on it. Or minutes, as you prefer. And now, slowing it way down again, Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers. Earl Hines is in here along with Louis Armstrong. And melancholy. Well, it's melancholy, but it gets better. That was Tiger Stomp, and there's absolutely no mystery of the fact that it sounds just like Tiger Rag, because that's what it was. It was Tiger Rag, Tiger Stomp. It was also Boot to Boot, which we heard at the beginning of the show. But this was by Curtis Mosby and his Dixieland Blue Blowers, and that was Tiger Stomp again. Amazing. Very lively stuff. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton, one of the giants of jazz, indisputably giant of jazz, with The Pearls. And I'm not quite sure what that refers to, but it's a very, very pretty song. And before that, Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers, Melancholy. Was a bit, but there was a range of emotions in music in the 20s, and that's good. You don't want it all manic. There was some stuff that was very contemplative. Next on Radiola, as we kind of wind down a bit, Jovanotti's Blue Four. Eddie Lang in here, and Adrian Rollini playing his various instruments. And I don't advocate you do this, by the way, but this is just the name of the song. It just shows you how sophisticated the music had gotten by 1927. And these guys were very well trained, but they also could play really hot. Jovanotti's Blue Four with, and the ASPCA will forgive me, Kicking the Cat. Thank you. All right. Oh, boy. Well, I hope, well, it didn't hit us too hard, but that was in honor of Ernesto. That was Hurricane. Jack Crawford and his orchestra. I think that was an unreleased take, but even if it had been released, it was amazing playing. Before that, Red Nichols with the Charleston Chasers, as opposed to the Five Pennies, Delirium. And this stuff was very sophisticated, rhythmically and melodically. And it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't quite what you got in 1917. Within 10 years, jazz had become way, way sophisticated. Starting with Joe Venuti's Blue Four, Joe Venuti's Blue Four with Kicking the Cat, if you'll forgive the expression. I like my cat, I'm sorry. I like my cats, more plural. Don't think I'm that weird, but we have a few. And yes, and they're all conservatory-trained musicians. He and Eddie Lang were very adept at their instruments and could play anything. Eddie played Rachmaninoff on his guitar. Joe was a classically trained musician. Yet they played jazz. It's nice they kept their options open. It wasn't just crossover. It was genuinely hot music. Now to reach the what I consider perhaps the pinnacle of what went on in 1927, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. This is actually the Adrian Rollini band, but one of their very sophisticated arrangements. And Bix is in here, Eddie, Frank Trumbauer on C melody sax. All the guys, really doing. Adrian, of course, on there. Yes, playing amazingly complex stuff. It wasn't kindergarten music. It wasn't simple. It was and this band was not successful because it was mainly appealed to listeners rather than the regular public. So it just shows you even then people were out of their time. This band was, and this Frank Trumbauer was basically recording the vestiges of their arrangements and after the band had basically broken up and wasn't working. But what a record of this. This is called Humpty Dumpty, and you'll like it. Very, very, very sophisticated stuff. Thank you. In a Mist. Beautiful. And but then you know that. You know this music if you've listened. And there was sensitivity there. Jazz. Swing. Depth. Sophistication. Wit. Fun. All those great things in this music. And in 1927, they all coincided. And that was Bix. Unfortunately, Bix never recorded any of his other piano solos, and only basically there was a part of that one he didn't record. But you could sell the depth of soul and the height of levity were combined in that. And before Bix Beiderbecke, we had Bix also was playing with the Frank Trumbauer, Frank on the label, the Adrian Rollini Band with Humpty Dumpty. Despite the title, which has a rather childish connotation, very, very interesting, sophisticated, state-of-the-art music in 1927. They were stretching. They were really, if there were an envelope to push, they were pushing it, and they really did advance music amazingly. I don't have anything by the original Dixieland Jazz Band at the moment, but the contrast in that 10 years since those first jazz records have been made is quantum. It's a quantum leap. The recordings made by Fletcher Henderson and Duke Ellington and Red Nichols and Frank Trumbauer and Adrian Rollini, and the depth of expression there, and the intelligence and the wit. And I got to appreciate that. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm rhapsodizing, so I'll stop. This is Radiola. Next week I'm going to be on from 8 until 10, and I will confine it to those hours. I'm running over a bit tonight. Nobody's coming after tonight, so I'm going to be shutting off this machine in a while. But I just thought, I'd express those things. Next week, who knows what I'll play. I'm going to finish with something that's sort of odd. It's sort of dedicated to a person. I don't think she's listening. It's not my wife, although it's dedicated to her, too, because it's beautiful and she loves this record. But it's dedicated to a girl that we know. It's had some problems. And I don't know if she's all right or not. But I think about her, and I wonder how she's doing. And having that thought, I offer something totally different from anything you've heard tonight. And I hope you do enjoy this. This is Richard Tauber, recorded in 1926 from Turandot, the Puccini opera. You've heard this before, but this is dedicated to that girl on the West Coast who's got some things going on, and I hope she's all right. And I wish she'd get in touch with us and let us know just how she's doing, because we're very concerned. And here's Nessun Dorma.